I indeed, Hiranyaksha Vadam, of the killing of Hiranyaksha, Maha Adbhutam, most wonderful, Vikriditam, pastime, Karna, for reasons like raising the earth from the ocean. Sukara, appearing in the form of a boar. Atmanaha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shrinoti, hears. Gayati, chants. Anumodite, takes pleasure. Anjasa, at once. Vimuchite, becomes freed. Brahmavadat, from the sin of killing of a Brahmana. Api, even. Dvija, O Brahmanas. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Brahmanas, anyone who hears, chants, or takes pleasure in the wonderful narrations of the killing of Hiranyaksha, demon by the Lord, who appeared as the first boar in order to deliver the world, is at once relieved of the results of sinful activities, even killing of a Brahmana. Interesting that he's talking to the Brahmanas when he says that. If you hear this narration and there's a Brahmana next to you who you don't like, don't worry about it. Wait till the end of the narration, though. Purport. Since the Personality of Godhead is in the absolute position, there is no difference between His pastimes and His personality. Anyone who hears about the pastimes of the Lord associates with the Lord directly. And one who associates directly with the Lord is certainly freed from all sinful activities, even to the extent of killing of a Brahmana, which is considered the most sinful activity in the material world. One should be very eager to hear about the activities of the Lord from the bona fide source, the pure devotee. One simply gives oral reception to the narration and accepts the glories of the Lord, then he is qualified. The impersonalist philosophers cannot understand the activities of the Lord. They think that all his activities are Maya. Therefore, they are called Mayavadis. Since everything to them is Maya, these narrations are not for them. Some impersonalists are reluctant to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, although many of them are now taking interest in it just for monetary gain. Actually, however, they have no faith. On the contrary, they describe it in their own way. We should not hear, therefore, from the Mayavadis. We have to hear from Sutta Goswami or Maitreya, who actually present the narrations as they are. And only then can we relish the pastimes of the Lord, otherwise the effects on the neophyte audience will be poisonous. So the translation again. O Brahmanas, anyone who hears, chants, or takes pleasure in the wonderful narrations of the killing of Hiranyaksha, demon by the Lord, who appeared as the first boar in order to deliver the world, is at once relieved of the results of sinful activities, even the killing of a Brahmana. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhute Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya De Siddharane. Srila Prabhupada once said that our philosophy is the most exacting, consistent, and voluminous due to the unbreakable system of disciple succession. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions that he happens to be God, which is the essence of our philosophy, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the only problem in the material world is that people don't believe in Krishna. So that's the problem. Even Prabhupada once said, one of the problems in the Hare Krishna movement is that at least some devotees in the Hare Krishna movement also don't believe in Krishna. So that's a problem. But if we put an iron in the fire, then the iron gets hotter and hotter and hotter, and then eventually becomes like fire. Therefore, if we learn how to put our consciousness on Krishna in the proper way, then gradually everything is realized. As Srila Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book, the art of Krishna consciousness is the art of focusing one's attention and then giving one's love to Krishna. Therefore, in the beginning, we focus our attention on Krishna's words. And Krishna's words begin with Bhagavad Gita. Deno svinita dehe komaram yovanam jara tata dahantara praptir diryas tatra namuyati. This is that the embodied soul is continually passing in a body which is going from boyhood to youth to old age. So similarly, the soul will pass into another body at the time of death. The self-realized souls are not bewildered by these changes. Therefore, this is a process of feeding our spiritual intelligence so that we can wake up again. It's our spiritual intelligence that will wake us up. And as Krishna points out from the very beginning, the first thing we have to wake up to is the fact that we're eternal. Otherwise, Krishna consciousness doesn't make any sense. So we're eternal, and we're eternally, what are we supposed to do? Tad buddhiyas, tad atmanas, tad nishtas, tad parayanaha, gajanyapana avritim, jnana nirduta kalmashaha. One's intelligence, one's mind, one's faith, and one's refuge are fixed in the Supreme, that one becomes fully cleansed of all misgivings through complete knowledge, and thus proceeds straight on the path to self-realization. In other words, hearing at the beginning, tad buddhiyas, that we're eternal, and then the next thing is to put our minds on Krishna in some way. So that's the beginning of putting our mind on Krishna's words. At the present moment, we cannot see Krishna. Therefore, we don't know exactly how beautiful he is, although the deities here, Shri Radha Shyama Sundara, are very beautiful. But how beautiful they are, we have yet to observe. Similarly, Krishna is the most wealthy. Now, sometimes when I used to go on book distribution, I used to pray that when I had a quota, this is way back when I was temple president, I wanted to collect $100 every day, which is worth a little bit more. This was back in the early 70s, a little bit more than it's worth now. Matter of fact, my allowance when I grew up was $1.25, and I thought that was a lot. And the only job I ever, one of the few jobs I had was paying $1.25. So if you look at my Social Security record, it's not very big. That's why they're giving me a big, that's because they're giving me a big Social Security zero. In any case, I used to pray to Krishna that I could do my quota every day that I set for myself, $100, and Krishna always fulfilled it. So I know that Krishna is wealthy because he was able to give me at least $100 every day. Exactly how wealthy I never prayed for more than that, except, well, later on we prayed for a little bit more, but that was in terms of books. But how wealthy Krishna is, I have no idea. How strong Krishna is, well, we hear how he's moving the sun and the moon, but that's not even the extent of his strength. How renounced he is, I have no idea, except that He has, Prabhupada gives the example that a pure devotee of Krishna, even if he's in a room with dozens of naked women, he's not disturbed. So that's pretty renounced. But to speak of Krishna, as Krishna was crossing the Jamuna one time in a boat, he said, you'll be able to the gopis, he said, you'll be able to cross if you believe that Krishna is a perfect brahmachari. So all the gopis tried, we all laughing, how can Krishna be a perfect brahmachari? He's completely attached to us. Anyhow, he is a perfect brahmachari. Even Bhishma Dev said that. Although he had so many ladies, 16,108 wives, but he was completely detached. He simply reciprocated with them to please them. So Krishna is unlimitedly wealthy, he's unlimited strong, he's unlimited famous, he's unlimited renounce, he's unlimited knowledge. Now we don't know any of these things, but we can find out how much Krishna's knowledge is unlimited if we read the Bhagavad Gita. Because the Bhagavad Gita is the one book in the world, maybe in the whole universe, which is completely true in the past, it's completely true in the present, and it'll be completely true in a million years from now. So that's called science. It's completely true, past, present, future, and therefore, it's one book that's worth studying. Of course, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita are equally true. And the first truth is that we're eternal. So that's very good news. Everyone's trying so hard to live a couple of extra years. One devotee went to a doctor, and the doctor took his hand and said, my dear patient, I'm sorry to tell you that you're going to die. And the devotee took the doctor's hand and said, my dear doctor, I'm sorry to tell you, you're also going to die. Or as Prabhupada was in England, and the reporters were saying, Swamiji, you've come from England, from India, and I know that in India, so many people are dying. So many people are sick. So how do you explain that? So Prabhupada said, you're right. India, so many people are dying. So many people are sick. And actually, I've been here in England for some time, and I've noticed people are dying here too. People are also sick here. As a matter of fact, unfortunately in India, the death rate is 100%. And unfortunately in England, the most advanced country in the world, the death rate is also 100%. So what's the advancement? So Krishna's instruction in Bhagavad Gita that we're not this body, although the body is constantly changing, this is actually real knowledge. Except for this, this is the basis of real knowledge. Except for this, everything else is just an imagination, a speculation. And if we go further into the Bhagavad Gita, we find out that the super soul within our heart, there's a Supreme Lord within our heart, and that he knows everything, past, present, future, and he can give us all the knowledge necessary to come to the goal of life, namely to become conscious of Krishna, if we take shelter of him. If not, then Krishna give us so much intelligence so that we could become a complete fool. Of course, we're also fools right now. We're all incarnations. We're the mudha incarnations, thinking ourselves to be the supreme here. But Krishna can give us intelligence so we're not complete fools at the present moment. We can understand at least that we're foolish and what is the process of actually becoming learned. So that's called putting our minds on Krishna's instructions, especially putting our minds upon the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada explains that actually, even more important than hearing about Krishna's pastimes and the internal energy is to hear about Krishna's pastimes in this mundane world that we're living in. Because then it doesn't become mundane anymore, it becomes spiritual. So to hear how to hear, because Prabhupada said, Shrivanti, Gayanti, Grinanti, Sarva, that one should hear about. So we have to learn how to hear about Krishna so that we can hear with rapt attention, we can hear with a peaceful mind. And why don't we hear with a peaceful mind? Why is our mind wandering? Because we're so absorbed in worrying about what's going to happen to me in the future, about what's happening to me in the past, what happened to me in the past, and what's for prasadam today. We have so many anxieties about what's going on, but there are anxieties, they're all misconceptions, because one thing is that we all know what's going to happen to us, and we know what happened to us in the past, and it wasn't what we wanted to happen to us. We know what's happening to us in the present, and it may not exactly be what we want. And we know exactly what will happen to us in the future. And it's certainly not what we're looking forward to. As I once said here, that we can teach everyone their future, because I know there's a lot of astrologers here, but I have a way of telling people exactly what's going to happen to them in the future. Would everyone like to learn that? Okay. So you can take your hand, I think for ladies it's the left hand, but you can use the right hand anyhow. They'll tell you the same future. So if you look at your hand, we'll teach a palmistry in 1 minute. You see in between the index finger and the thumb, there's a line. Hopefully there's a line. It goes from the middle down, all the way down. You see that, and it goes down, and it goes down. And what happens? It ends, right. That's our future. And if I'm wrong, you can get your money back. If you can find me. So that's our future, but we're not the body, we're eternal. So that's really not what our future is. Our future is somewhere else. Therefore, to hear about that future, hear about the soul, and to hear about the super soul, because it's the super soul who can help us hear better. No one else, even if someone else knew some technique of hearing better, but we're talking about hearing better Krishna consciousness. Now, to hear better about Krishna consciousness is not what most people have based their lives on. Because Queen Kunti said, Janvaishvara Shruti Shibira Edamanak Madakpaman Naivahat Devadatum Vai Twam Akinchana Gochara. That anyone who's interested in developing their wealth, developing their personal influence or beauty, developing their materialistic knowledge, developing any material quality, then the result is that they will not be able to chant Krishna's name with any kind of feeling. And if one doesn't chant Krishna's name with any kind of feeling, then there's no result of chanting Krishna's name, or hardly any result. On the other hand, Queen Kunti said, the things that come along in our lives that sometimes take away all our material aspirations, she's praying for those things. Why? Because they cause us, if we're a devotee, to fix our mind upon Krishna. And if we fix our minds upon Krishna, then the result is, then we'll no longer see birth and death. Now, they had a very interesting life, where Vishan Mahagne, Purushada Darshana, etc., that Bhima was fed poison, they were put into a house, was set on fire, and so many problems. But she was praying, Vipadak Shantute Tatrat, Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Bhavatad, Bhavati Yasyad Apana Bhavadarshana. I want to see these problems again and again. Why? Because by these problems, we're putting our minds we're focusing our minds upon you, and by focusing our minds upon you, there'll be no more seeing of repeated birth and death. So this is called, intelligence is meant to show us how to fix the mind upon Krishna. And if we do that, then the result is that Krishna didami buddhi yogam tam. What does he give us? He gives us the intelligence how to focus our mind more upon Krishna. Focusing the mind upon Krishna is sadatam kirtiyantam. Tesham sadatam yuktanam bhajantam priti purvakam didami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So the whole point of the class, as Krishna says, the whole point of our talking to each other should be how to engage in more consistent devotional service to Krishna and how to do it with more enthusiasm, more care, more attention. That's what we're here to learn. And if we do that, didami buddhi yogam tam. Krishna from within and Krishna from without will give us the intelligence how to become more and more focused in on serving Krishna with care and attention. And the result is tesham eva nukamparatam ahama jnana jam tamaha nasham yatma bhavasto jnana dipena bhashvata. Then we get Krishna's anukampam. Tatenukampam susamikshamano. Then we get Krishna's compassion. We get Krishna's compassion not by sitting at home and, you know, watching ITV or something and taking prasadam every day. Krishna becomes compassionate. Oh, he's getting so big. Maybe I should give him some intelligence how to lose weight or something. No, that's not Krishna's compassion. Krishna's compassion is he gives us the intelligence by which we can come to him. And more than that, he gives us the ecstasy of revealing himself within our mind. That he appears within our mind if we hear how everything here belongs to Krishna. And we actually believe that there's persons who actually represent Krishna, who can tell us what Krishna wants. As a matter of fact, eventually we find out there's whole communities who believe in Krishna and who can tell us what Krishna wants. Krishna doesn't want anything really complicated. Krishna wants only three things. Well, he wants more than three things, but basically three things, because Lord Nityananda used to go door to door and he used to tell people three things. He'd knock on the door, as Vaishyasika Prabhu would say when he goes door to door. He'd knock on the door, and when people would answer, the first thing he would ask them was to get a yes, do you live here? So immediately there was some kind of bond between them, an agreement. And then he told them, he said, Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna Shika. He only asked for three things. And then a donation afterwards, of course. But Bolo Krishna, chant Krishna's name, worship Krishna, and follow Krishna's instructions. And Krishna's instruction, mainly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yari Deka Tari Kaha, Krishna Upadesh, Amara Aga Guruhana Taradesh. Whoever we meet, we should tell them about Krishna. That means we should tell them something that will help them advance in Krishna consciousness. And that's different for different persons. Therefore, we have to learn everything in the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. We should study these books. So when we meet something, we can tell them about Krishna. Now that may be different for different persons under different circumstances, but that intelligence is what we want Krishna to give us, because that's his service. That's what he wants us to do. Simple. But not so simple. It takes some intelligence to do that. One time I wrote to Srila Prabhupada and asked him, what should I tell people on book distribution? Different people. And Prabhupada wrote me back. He said, you can tell everyone the same thing because his philosophy is absolute. He said, just like an old person or a young person, if they hear a clap of thunder, they automatically understood what they heard. So you just tell them what you've heard and repeat what you've heard from the bona fide spiritual master, and that will have its effect, even if the understanding is not there at first. The effect will be there. So, our business is to try to understand what to tell someone to help them revive their relation with Krishna, and that's what Krishna wants us to do. That makes us dear to Krishna. That gives us the eligibility to get Krishna's mercy. Of course, Krishna wants us to see we can engage in devotional service, but especially when things get difficult, when there's tests. Therefore, the devotees praise, tate-nukampam, su-samikshamano, anukampam. And su means very nicely, mana means the mind, iksha means the intelligence, to see things properly, and mana means the mind. So when we see things properly and our minds are pure, our intention is pure, then when we work in that way, then Krishna and in spite of the fact that we may be suffering the reactions of our past misdeeds, if we go on trying to do that in any circumstance, then Krishna gives us his mercy. And what is that mercy? He helps us remember him with devotion. Or as Prabhupada writes, if we accept that everything here is an opportunity to engage in Krishna's service, everyone we meet, all this energy we have, opportunities to utilize, is an opportunity to do something under Krishna's guidance, under the guidance of Krishna's representative, to do something to please Krishna, to spread Krishna consciousness, to give ourselves and others the opportunity to hear and chant and understand Krishna. Then the result is, if we follow Krishna's bona fide representatives, and bona fide representatives in our case, means that there is no one within recent time who is more bona fide than Srila Prabhupada. And how do we know that? What is the qualifications to be bona fide? Actually, everyone here is bona fide. Sometimes we worry, are there any bona fide spiritual masters in the Hare Krishna movement? But actually, to one degree or another, everyone is bona fide. How do we know that? Because we believe in Krishna. The very process that we're following is under the directions of the bona fide spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. And what is that process? We're hearing about Krishna, we're chanting about Krishna, especially the five powerful processes. We're worshiping the beautiful deities, we're chanting Hare Krishna, we're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam right now, especially those who are awake, online or whatever. And we're serving the devotees. How do we serve the devotees? Especially someone is chanting and someone else is listening. And if we're listening with attention and appreciation, that's service, that's loving service to the devotee. And we're making the atmosphere spiritual by this process of devotional service, and we're making our heart spiritual. We're not engaged in some kind of fruitive activity or mental speculation. We're not trying to develop mystic yoga here. Matter of fact, that was one of the instructions that Prabhupada personally gave me when I was in Buffalo. And Prabhupada was there for a week, and I used to go and visit him every day before I went to the university and listen. And there would be some people there, some devotees, and sometimes Prabhupada would be talking to me alone. And one time Prabhupada was talking to me alone for some time, And I wasn't very advanced, so I was getting a little bored and distracted. So I thought I'd look at Prabhupada's aura, because I was into mystic yoga before I joined the Hare Krishna movement. So I was trying to see Prabhupada's aura, and immediately when I was trying to do that, Prabhupada said, "Our process is bhakti, it's not mystic yoga." So I got the realization that our process is not mystic yoga. So I crossed that out of my processes. So, because Krishna says, Mogai Shamoga, he said, Abhijananti Mamhuta. There are many foolish people who mock at him when he comes to the material world, appearing to be like an ordinary person. They don't know his extraordinary position as the Supreme Lord of both the minute and the unlimited. And therefore, anyone who thinks like that, Mogaishva, he said, Mogaishva, Mokha Karmano, Mokha Jnanavi Chetasaha. Their hopes of liberation, their fruit of activities, their culture of knowledge will all be baffled or defeated. But then Krishna says, Mahatmanas to mam partha, daivim prakriti mashitya, vajatnananya manaso, gyatva bhutidem avyam. Those who are the great souls, Mahatmas. And who are those great souls? All the devotees here are all great souls, according to Krishna's estimation, because to one degree or another, we're under the divine energy, daivi prakriti. And how do we know that? How do I know you're all under the divine energy? Even the ones who I can't see, I know they're under the divine energy because I've developed my mystic power. No. No, not exactly. Because I read Bhagavad Gita. That's the supreme mystic power. Yoga, yatra yeshra krishno yatra partha dinara dura. Because Krishna is the supreme mystic, and therefore the knowledge he gives is the supreme mysticism. One time they asked Prabhupada, "Can you show us your mystic power?" Someone asked Prabhupada. Prabhupada pointed out all his followers and disciples, and he said, "This is my mystic power." He said, "Before they were hippies, they were doing all kinds of nonsense, but now they're become pure devotees of Krishna, and they're dancing and chanting like jubilant peacocks." He said, "That's my mystic power." So how do I know? Because sadatam kirtiyantamam yatantas chadrida vritaha namasyantas mam bhaktya nityukta upasate. Because anyone who's chanting Krishna's glories, they're under the spiritual energy. And if they're hearing, chanting, then they come to the platform of understanding, remembering and understanding. Then satatam kityanta yatantas cha dridavrata. Then they become fixed, they become dridavrataha. They become engaged in devotional service, trying to become fully engaged in devotional service, trying to remember Krishna fully, and therefore they come to the platform where they are actually qualified to give up their false ego, and they simply identify themselves as the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna and become liberated. That's the platform where their initiation begins, the platform of learning how to become a Madhyama Adhikari. And then the Uttama Adhikari, like Srila Prabhupada, and there, namasyantasvamam bhaktya, out of humility, they're dedicating their entire activities, their Buddha, their intelligence, their mind, their faith, their refuge is completely in Krishna, in their spiritual master, and therefore they're realizing how wonderful, how beautiful everything is, how wonderful everyone is, how wonderful Krishna is, and therefore they're always feeling meek and humble, the finality of Sharanagati. Or as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says at the end of one of his songs, "When with a humble heart I'll go out and preach the name divine. When or when will that day be mine?" So just to conclude with one story, because I want to follow the instructions here. that when I first joined the movement in 1968, the only suite we had was called Simply Wonderfuls. We heard about glublemans, but at 26 Second Avenue, Prabhupada used to personally make glublemans, and he used to have he made them because devotees would come and go all the time, so he wanted to have something to attach them to Krishna's service, and prasadam was the main thing. So he had made glublemans, and they had a jar of glublemans at the exit to the 26 Second Avenue. And if someone wanted to leave the Hare Krishna movement, there was a jar of glublemans there. And the instruction, probably the last instruction some people took, was that they were instructed, before you leave, you have to take a glublemans. So many devotees would take a glublemans before they left, and then they'd stay. They realized that this is my refuge. But when I joined, we didn't know how to make glublemans, and therefore our only suite was Simply Wonderfuls. And we didn't know where it came from, but we were wondering if it was bona fide. So they gave Prabhupada Simply Wonderful one time. Simply Wonderfuls, by the way, we knew what the ingredients were. It was powdered milk, it was powdered sugar and ghee. And it came from a back of a carnation's powdered milk, but whoever discovered the formula wouldn't tell us where it came from. Anyhow, they gave it to Prabhupada early on to find out whether it was bona fide or not. And Prabhupada ate the Simply Wonderful. And they said, well, how was it? He said, it was very nice. He said, actually, this process of Krishna consciousness is very nice. It's wonderful. The devotees here are wonderful. The deities are wonderful. And these Simply Wonderfuls are simply wonderful. So if you keep on eating these Simply Wonderfuls, everything will become simply wonderful. So this is simply wonderful. So thank you, Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you very much. You make everything seem so simply wonderful and so simple. But how do we, my question is, you know, we chant japa, we address the deities, we do all these things. How can we get more intense in our service? You said to focus, but what's some realization you have?
Well, I think it's a natural process. Good association, hearing, learning the techniques of how to become more steady and more loving. More appreciative, at least. So we do this according to Srimad Bhagavatam, Satam Prasangam Amavirya Samvido Bhavanti Rikarna Rasayanam Kata. So the technique is stay in the association of devotees and look around. Look around. Now we are in the material world because we've been looking around too long. Our general Dayato Vishayam Pum Sam Sangasteshu Pujayate. Generally, we will look around to see what's enjoyable here for my senses. So instead of that, we should look around and see what's enjoyable for Krishna and try to appreciate that. Look around at the devotees and try to see how nicely the devotees are chanting, how nicely they're serving, what examples we have to see how we can advance our own devotional service, how we can become more steady, by seeing the example of others who are more steady than we are, others who are more careful and consistent in their service, how they're more loving to the devotees. We should take these as examples and try to serve them and follow them, and then we'll make advancement. We'll develop that tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta pusha para. Then we'll develop that intensity. As according to what we appreciate, the intensity of the devotees and their love for Krishna, the consistency and the intensity of the love, when we appreciate that, then Krishna will give us those same qualities. And if we look around and we see this devotee, you know, they stole my glove to me 3 years ago and I've never forgiven them and I'm just wondering when the lightning bolt will come and get even for me. Then this will not be very advantageous for advancement in devotional service. So this is the example that Srila Prabhupada showed. At every moment, he was appreciative of the devotees, and although he would be soft, generally, practically always, he would be soft like a rose, sometimes he was a thunderbolt just to shake the devotees up so that they could actually remember Krishna again with more concentration. Rarely, but anyhow, the point is that Prabhupada was the one who appreciated even the smallest service that someone did for him, and he inspired them and encouraged them to carry on the service and to help others carry on their service too.
Thank you. Are you still the Minister of Health and
Education? Not officially.
Not officially?
No. That's a delicate topic.
He still has the best advice. He still has the best advice.
I'm retired.
Well, I was just going to ask, as we get older, is there something we can watch in our diet? I know no sugar, but...
Well, it's very simple. Prabhupada said, if you're in... The secret of good health, one of the secrets, is that if you're an elephant, you should eat like an elephant. And if you're an ant, you should eat like an ant. But if you're an elephant, you eat like an ant, that's not very good. And if you're an ant, you eat like an elephant, that's also not very good. So that's the secret, but you can tell everyone the secret. Don't eat too much or eat too little. Sleep too much or sleep too little. One who is temperate in his habits of eating, sleeping, work, and recreation can mitigate all the material pains by practicing the yoga system. Yes?
Hare Krishna. So again, we're kind of on the same telepathic, you know, simple for the simple and complicated for the complicated. So... Hearing you describe, it did sound quite simple, you know, how to dedicate our lives to Krishna. However, there's another person in the equation. And so it seems like because of our, you know, own desire for sense gratification, you know, and so that it's almost like it's in competing, you know, my love for Krishna and for self, right? So how do we get from mixed devotional service to pure devotional service?
Well, Krishna says, if you can't fix your mind upon me, then follow the regulations of devotional service. In this way, try to develop your desire to attain me. So the sadhana that Prabhupada gave us is perfect. And Krishna and Maya, they work simultaneously, help us to develop our sadhana if we perform sadhana, then Krishna will give us a higher taste. And if we stop performing sadhana, the Maya will kick us so that we get inspired again to perform sadhana. But if we're in Maya all the time, we won't notice that we're in Maya. We'll think Maya is our natural, our constitutional position. But if we get the higher taste through sadhana, then we'll miss it when we don't have that higher taste.
Well, in the earlier days, people would point out that you were in Maya. They don't seem to do that so much anymore.
I think they're afraid. It's like people who are so much accustomed to think Ishvaraham aham bhogi siddharam balavan sukhi, that I'm the Lord of everything, I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I'm going back to Godhead because I've changed my address or my dress. And therefore, I'm a pure devotee. I got initiated. I threw the grains in the fire. My spiritual master guaranteed that I'm going back to Godhead. And therefore, any criticism against me is a criticism against a pure devotee. And you're offending me. You're offending a pure devotee. And for your benefit, I'm going to get angry and chastise you. So open your eyes to see who is actually pure, namely me. So our false ego has been developed a little bit too much, and therefore it's hard to break through it. Anyhow, Maya will help us, don't worry. She's an equal opportunity employer, Maya. She doesn't let anyone. And, you know, at the, you know, we may think everything's all right, you know, Prashadam's there, I got a place to sleep, everything's fine, you know. But, you know, birth, death, old age, and disease are still there. And we sing happy birthday, which may not be so happy, but no one sings happy death day to you, happy death, because it's a great opportunity to take shelter of Krishna. We've neglected at other times. Anything else?
Thank you, Maharaj. Very nice class. I don't know how to say this or how it's going to sound. I liked a lot of your explanations about we're all qualified, yet we all have different levels of qualification, and you know we know all the issues in ISKCON about all of that. And I'm just wondering, how can we come to a middle ground where everybody can feel satisfied, kind of like the fundamental or the Christians who are, you know, the, what do you call them? Not the fundamentalists, but, you know, we're all basically believe in Prabhupada, they all believe in Jesus. So how can we get a lot of people back into ISKCON? Is there a way to give a common ground understanding that, yes, we're all bona fide, qualified, but that's who we're going, that's who we're going to at the end to bring us home? I think that could satisfy everyone pretty much. I mean, there's some people you can never satisfy, but we want everybody back, you know, we need everybody back.
Well, Krishna will bring everyone back eventually, if they want to go back.
I mean, in the movement.
Yeah, that's right.
Death time.
Well, that's Krishna will empower us according to, as Prabhupada wrote to me one time, he said, the more you work seriously to bring Krishna's other children back to the spiritual kingdom, the more he'll bestow all his blessings upon you. That Krishna is never ungrateful for efforts to serve him. Rest assured. So if we try to the best of our ability, then Krishna will be pleased. And that's the most important thing. It's the very effort of trying that Krishna empowers us to do, to satisfy that desire. There's no one who wants everyone to go back to Krishna, to himself, more than Krishna does. And if we try, we develop that desire to help others do that, then he'll give us all his blessings. And we try the best we can. We may not be, just Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the forest and he got all the animals, the targas, the deer, to chant and dance. He said, well, we may not be so powerful, but at least we should try and get the two-legged animals to do it. So we try the best we can, and the rest is up to Krishna. Jatayu, who tried to save Sita, he was killed by Ravana, but still he got all of Ramachandra's mercy. On the other hand, Hanuman was successful defeating Ravana, but he got the same mercy that Jatayu got. So we may not be as powerful as Hanuman, we may be little Jatayus, but we do the best we can, and then Krishna will be pleased with us, and at least our life will be successful.
Can we say in ISKCON, if you just believe in Krishna, that's good enough? If you just believe in Prabhupada, that's good enough? If you just believe in one of our spiritual masters who believes in Prabhupada, believes in Krishna, that's good enough. Whatever, as long as you have that, you can go back to Godhead. Can we say that?
Well, faith is not enough. Agyas chasradanas cha samshayat mavinashiti nanyo lokasi na paro na sukham samshayat madaha. Because after talking about faith, Krishna tells in the next verse, those who are agya, who are ignorant, those who are ashradana, agyas ashradana, those who are without faith, and samshaya, those who are doubtful, they go to ruin and perish. So we have to have faith, but that's not enough. Because we're not ignorant, we know about Krishna to some degree, we have to develop our knowledge, and we have some faith. But pure faith is Dridhavrata, completely fixed, pure faith. And then Samshaya, no doubts. So there are some people, they have no knowledge. They're called agya. There's some people who have, they know something in the Vedic scriptures, but they don't really believe in what it says. And there are others who have some faith in the Vedic scriptures, they believe what it says, but samshaya. They're doubtful, they're sometimes doubtful, they don't serve Krishna. They don't really believe that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead fully, therefore they don't always serve him the way he should be served. So that's what we have to develop, not only knowledge, not only faith by purification, but also develop the service attitude, that we become meek, and everyone we meet, we feel that meekness and humble and service attitude towards them, especially the devotees. And we always try to please Krishna by trying to be engaged in his service and try to spread the Krishna consciousness movement in a practical way. So then that will be our success.
Well, like the Christians, they believe as long as we're serving the mission of Jesus, we're saved, we're doing the mission. So if we just believe we're doing the mission of Prabhupada, we're trying to spread.
Well, we have to know what the mission of Prabhupada is. It's very consistent. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, everyone has their Prabhupada that they're serving. But Prabhupada
it's
actually
dynamic.
Had...
I mean, Prabhupada what's that? Said there's so many aspects. One could just, you know, do some simple menial service or someone else can do...
But Prabhupada, Krishna makes it very clear again and again. He says that whoever we meet, we should try to give them Krishna consciousness. And Krishna said at the end of Bhagavad Gita, he says... that one who explains this knowledge to the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed. At the end, he'll come back to me. Then this world, there's no servant more dear to me than he, nor there will be anyone more dear. So it's very clear that our mission is to respect devotees within the mind, try and cooperate with those who are trying to spread Krishna consciousness, and try to help the innocent. That's how we make advancement in devotional service. Otherwise, if we don't respect the devotees within the mind and appreciate that they're at least chanting, but higher than that, we not only respect them within the mind, but we cooperate with them to spread Krishna consciousness. And then all these insignificant things that cause us to fight with each other and become sometimes belligerent or have the wrong attitude, you know, where the jiva came from, who's qualified to give initiation, so many different things which are really not very important compared to the fact that we should cooperate and appreciate each other. When we come to that the whole world is going to hell and that we have to tell them that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and create a cultural revolution that they can actually appreciate Krishna and appreciate his devotees, that when we come to that platform and cooperate for that, and put aside all these lesser things as insignificant, and then we'll actually be able to work harmoniously under Prabhupada's directions.
Under Prabhupada's directions.
Yes, and Prabhupada's directions means those who are repeating the same message as Prabhupada, yeah. Those who are respecting everyone within their mind because they're chanting Hare Krishna, those who are expert at cooperating with each other and putting aside these minor difficulties, so that we can spread Krishna consciousness to each other and to the innocent. And those who are able to work under the directions of the superior devotees and apply that in all aspects, in all relationships, to equals and to subordinates, to superiors. Then we'll have a powerful Hare Krishna movement, which will actually can bring everyone, as the astrologer told Prabhupada, or told one of the devotees, Prabhupada built a house that everyone can live in. So we have to help in the construction of the house and not dismantle it.
Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
I think we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Grantaraj, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.
Just to let you know, Maharaj is giving class tomorrow also.